T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
American Family Fields of Phoenix, Tim and Taos with JP Fireisen. JP, thanks for the time. How you feeling?
Feeling good. Excited to be here in spring training with the Brewers and the hometown team.
Yeah, we have the same pass, Wisconsin to Maryvale, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It took a while to get here for me, but yeah, I'm definitely happy to be here.
Did you ever think you'd don that uniform right there?
No, I mean, when I got into pro ball, it'd be really cool to play for the Brewers, but getting drafted by the Indians, then traded to the Yankees, but then when I got the call that I was traded here, it was kind of like surreal.
What's that call like?
It's either a good call or a bad call.
Sure.
So, but for me, it was a good one. So it was kind of at first nerve-wracking, but then once I got the news and talked to my family and everything, mm-hmm. I mean, all my family's Brewers fans, all my friends back home are Brewers fans. So
that's awesome.
It works out really well. Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Scranton still.
Okay.
So, yep, in AAA with the Yankees and with my host family. So, when I got the call, I called my parents and told all my family and friends, and it was a fun afternoon.
Super cool.
And evening. Yeah.
Yeah, and you grew up in, what, River Falls, is it?
Yep, yeah. River Falls, born and raised. My parents were born and raised there, and so were my grandparents.
Yeah, and so you know the whole Bob Uecker on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
The Brewer game coming up. Who were your guys when you were out in the yard shooting hoops or whatever, listening to a ball game?
Well, like Corey Hart, Prince Fielder, Bronny, when I got a little bit older. But like Ben Sheets, those guys, J.J. Hardy, Bill Hall, all those guys. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see the pink bat Mother's Day game. You're going to remember all of those good ones and the
yep.
Ben Sheets. But now you get to come in and you're in this clubhouse, you're in this atmosphere, but you're competing this spring.
Yep.
How does that feel coming in here knowing you're going to have a legit chance, though?
It's always a good feeling knowing that you have a chance to, possibly break with the team and help the team in Milwaukee. But right now you just got to kind of focus on getting your job done and also meeting new guys. It's fun, meeting a whole new team and new players. So it's good. But, yeah, it's also a good feeling knowing possibly you could have a chance to be in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin native J.P. Fireisen, our guest here. And, J.P., you know that if you don't break camp, though, their system here in Milwaukee. You'll be pitching at Miller Park here this year.
Yeah, hopefully that's the goal, right? I know that we kind of have a shuttle a little bit, but hopefully, you get a chance to pitch in Milwaukee, and if you go to San Antonio, you just know that hopefully they're going to need you at some point in time and you can help them out later.
So you talked a little bit about your tour around the big leagues and getting yourself into pro ball. How does this atmosphere, this clubhouse, we hear it all the time as fans, and Milwaukee people would love hearing that our guys are fun guys, they all get along, but ultimately it does feel like a different atmosphere in this clubhouse than other ones around. How about for yourself?
Yeah, anything with Wisconsin, it feels like family, just growing up in Wisconsin, but also being a fan of the Packers and the Brewers and everything, like it just seems like this team's a family more than other team, rather than like the big market teams where it's just basically they go out and buy their guys and have new guys every year. We build our team throughout the system, and it's kind of cool to see like our best player, the MVP, sign here, and he's going to be here for a while. So it's pretty awesome for us.
What was that celebration like in here yesterday?
I mean, it was everyone was kind of ripping on him. Just
hey, the roast of Yelich.
You got dinner. You got this and that, like, type of stuff. But yeah, I mean, it just makes you happy knowing that we're gonna try and win for the next however many years. I mean, decade. So it's really fun and exciting.
It is pretty cool though. Just to finish up here, JP, that. Yeah, you've been to State Fair and you've been to Summerfest, Packer games, Bucks games.
Probably seen the Tim Allen band out at a local bar playing
of course.
The six string
backstage. Yeah, and now you're going to be right down 94 from some of those venues and playing for your hometown team, man, or home state team.
Yeah.
But that is really cool.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be awesome. I know, like I played college ball at Stevens Point, so it wasn't very far away. But I know my family and friends are. Hoping that I'll be there opening day because I know all my buddies from college that are huge Brewer fans are already they already got their tickets. They're planning a big tailgate. I mean, you know, just the classic Wisconsin mm-hmm. thing. So, yeah, they're excited for it, and so am I.
I knew I was gonna like this guy, another D3 athlete. Yeah, that's D3. What I like to hear, yeah, no yeah, doubt. D3.
The classic Wisconsin thing, slamming beers in the parking lot before a Brewer game.
That's the best way to do it. With brats and cheese, right?
That is it. All right, finally, I know we're going to get – well, I don't know that. We've been talking about playlists with some of your players, so coming into work today, what do we find you listening to?
I'm mainly a country guy, just basically Luke Combs radio.
Great one.
So just kind of sticking to the Luke Combs radio and listening to that. I mean, it's just random, but like Chris Young, Raised on Country, love mm-hmm. that song. So some good songs coming on that.
Beer Never Broke Anyone's Heart.
Yep, that was on there. yep, One Too Many.
Yep.
Yep, Share If You Want To. Those are all good ones. Yes.
So these aren't Tom Petty or ZZ Top songs,
no.
No.
Sorry,
not.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Different era. We're not listening to any Johnny Cash anymore, Timmy.
JP, thanks for the time.
Man. Hey, no problem. Nice to meet you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.